Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mike Piazza has now hit more home runs than any catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You see me trying to figure out what beat this is? I'm like, I don't know this one. Yeah. What beat is this, Paulie? Who's track
this is
this?
Onyx, Last Days.
Oh, man. I haven't listened to Onyx in a long time. I just know, slam. I let the boys be boys. All right, boys. Boys will be boys, but you got to grow up one day, fellas. I mean, if I can help you do it, I'll try. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 877-337-6666. After this next 20 minutes or so, no point in calling about Mr. Trevor Bauer. But, man, I just went and recorded a little drop in the other studio, and I stumbled upon some notes that were printed out. I didn't get to listen to Boomer and Geo this morning. I don't usually get to because I sleep during that show. No knock to them. Obviously, they're number one, and they're great, and they're, you know, doing this for X amount of years, but I stole this from them. So if they spoke about what I'm about to speak about on their show, I did not know. There is four pages of NFL draft quarterbacks and the names. Like, when you look, going back to 2010, if you look at all the quarterbacks that have been drafted, majority of them don't work out. So what I want to say before we, you know, keep it rolling and we do start talking more about the Jets and the Giants and Daniel Jones and the report that I saw today that, you know, Russell Wilson came and talked to the Giants, but he wasn't guaranteed that he was going to start over Daniel Jones. And then, you know, the guy from Seattle was saying that that's why Drew Lock signed, because he's going to compete with the chance to beat Daniel Jones. And if you listen to me, I tell you, Daniel Jones is not going to be ready to go. So they should sign a guy and draft a quarterback. They've done half of that. Who will they draft? Now, don't reach for a guy, because as these papers in front of me indicate, if you reach for a guy and he's the wrong guy, it can set your franchise back and get you fired, and that's not what we want for Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, and the New York Football Giants. Let's go to Chris out on Fireside Island. Chris, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Good, man. Rolling. You know, tried to come in here and do something that was on my spirit. Something I felt like God was calling me to do and speak on tonight. But you know what? I'm not that powerful. This mic is powerful. I hope I influenced somebody or got somebody to do a little bit more research for themselves. But you know what? I'm not trying to convince people to think what I think or, you know, feel how I feel. I know we're all different. And I know dudes for sure. There's a lot of dudes that are, you know, they're not the greatest dudes out there. And that's kind of why we're in the situation we're in.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Keith, and I just wanted to say I don't want to speak too long on it, just briefly, because I agree with what you're saying. So, you know, I don't need to go over it again. But one thing that I would ask is, and it's more of a rhetorical question, is as Yankee fans, did we kick up more of a fuss about a Star Insurance logo than about the potential of Trevor Bauer signing here? You know.
There's more people that were against signing Marcus Stroman than Trevor Bauer as far as calls to the station.
for a couple of
weeks. And I mentioned that when I talked about his wine that just came out. More even last week as I listened to the calls. Oh, this guy's a team cancer. He's selfish. This isn't going to work here. He's already telling the Yankees what to do. No. The Yankees cleared that up. Susan Waldman got on the broadcast. Aaron Boone spoke on. They all cleared that up. It wasn't Marcus saying, no, I don't want to take the ball. Like, people were so ready to jump on Marcus Stroman, but those same people were like, hey, why don't we take a flyer on Bauer, you know?
Right. I mean, if the Star Insurance logo ruins the Yankees' legacy, I don't know what, you know, what something like this would do. But, yeah, and as far as Marcus Stroman goes, I completely agree, because all I heard was locker room, what's going to do the locker room. But, like, why is that absent here now?
He's selfish. You know? He's already about himself. This is the team. He's supposed to be team first. He is. And he's saying, I need to be here for the team all year. I'm on schedule to pitch the third game and opening day in the Bronx. I don't want to mess that up. I was hurt the second half of last year. I know myself. I know my body. I know my routine. I think it'd be best for the team if I stayed on that course.
Yeah. Well, your words are appreciated, Keith. And I just had two questions, and I'll ask them both at the same time, and then I'll hang up and let you answer. But I'm a Giants fan, and I'm a Yankees fan. So first, I wanted to ask, because I see J.J. McCarthy moving up a lot of draft boards, and I actually really like him. I'm not sold on the Giants getting a quarterback or going for that this year, but I do like J.J. McCarthy the most out of them, and I want to see what your thoughts are on why he might be climbing the board and if he's a good fit for the Giants. And then the second question is, in terms of the Yankees' injuries, do you ever see them getting to a point where the injuries necessitate maybe taking a look at an early pull-up for a guy like Spencer Jones? Thank you, Keith. You're awesome. Love listening to you.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, let's talk J.J. McCarthy and Giants draft, and then Giants fans call me up, and then we'll also talk about the Yankees, their injuries, and the timeline for Spencer Jones. Shout out to Spencer Jones hitting two home runs in the spring breakout game. Like, I was on the night that the Mets played in the spring breakout game, and I tried to tell Yankee fans, like, hey, look at that, and even tell Mets fans, like, look at your potential future. We'll get to the comments that Steve Cohen had over the weekend, but back to what Chris was just talking about. J.J. McCarthy, to me, no one had him in this group of the top three, right? I mean, Jaden Daniels wasn't even in this top three. It was a top two going into the NFL or the college football season and the NFL season. It was a sure-gone conclusion. It was a surefire thing that Caleb Williams is number one, and now you know that. He's definitely going to the Bears. And that Drake May was the number two quarterback prospect. Well, Jaden Daniels put a great year on tape at LSU. We all saw a great year at LSU propel Joe Burrow into the number one overall pick and now the highest paid player in football. I think there's something there with Jaden Daniels, and I like his style a lot, and I feel like if he's in the right situation, I don't know if he's a guy that you plug into the Washington Commanders and expect to ball out week one, but I don't know. Right now they're saying Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to Washington, Drake May, some of his film, and this is what happens every year. They start really combing through the film. The pundits have their takes, right? Even today I'm seeing now, oh, all of a sudden Malik Nabers is a better wide receiver prospect than Marvin Harrison Jr., son of Marvin Harrison, who we all have seen and heard about, but whatever. At four, they have the Cardinals taking Marvin Harrison Jr., and I think that that gets done no matter what, unless somebody ahead of him takes him. I think they've already set that up. Did you see that they have new casitas in the stadium out there in Glendale? There's another sports story from my notes. I was just laughing looking at that. Like, Arizona to have luxury field-level suites and casitas at State Farm Arena. Okay. I mean, that's cool and all. I saw the Brooklyn Nets are doing some stuff, too. It's like, worry about the team first. We want to know the team is good. And then we'll pull up to pay for your casitas. Everybody wants to, you know, change their stadium. The Raiders, they have a Wynn Las Vegas nightclub in there. You can get a booth and bottle service. So now it's like, oh, we need suites and casitas. Okay, whatever. So the Cardinals are taking Marvin Harrison Jr. at four. They traded Rondale Moore for Desmond Ridder with the Falcons out of nowhere. And Marquise Brown signs with the Chiefs. So who are they throwing the ball to? Michael Wilson, and I forget their tight end, Trey McBride, and now Marvin Harrison Jr. He didn't even show up to the combine because everybody knows the first team not looking for a quarterback is taking him. But now they have at number five, Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers taking Malik Nabers. Okay. Mike Williams is supposed to be visiting the Jets. He's gone. Keenan Allen is going to be catching passes from Caleb Williams. Keenan Allen said, I just had my best year. I'm not taking a pay cut. I'm out. Okay, bye. But who are they throwing the ball to out there? Quentin Johnson, can't sell me on that. Donald Parham. No. What's his guy's name? Forget the other guy that they had on that team. Joshua Palmer. They might actually take Malik Nabers, especially with all the chatter now that, oh, this guy's a better prospect than Marvin Harrison Jr. But, at number six, Tankathon now has the Giants taking Rome Odunze. I know Tiki Barber said, hey, once they sign Drew Lock, they're not drafting a quarterback. They're going to go into this year with what they have. But I don't know about that. The draft is crazy, and we keep hearing that they're trying to trade up. And I'll say this about JJ before we take another call. Brian Daboll, that's your guy. You got to trust his eye. You got to trust his knowledge of the sport, the position, his offense, and his vision for what he wants to do. If he looks at J.J. McCarthy's film, if he has now, we know, met J.J. McCarthy at the combine, if he's keeping in touch and that's his guy and he feels like he can make that guy work, I mean, all these guys have their drawbacks. J.J. McCarthy just won the national championship, went undefeated, led that team to multiple wins, did it for a team like Michigan, running a pro-style offense with a head coach that's now in the NFL. If Brian Daboll and Joe Shane think that's their guy, then who are we to say, this guy's going to be a bust, what a reach? 877-337-6666. But earlier, I was saying that the Jets should draft Rome Odunze. What a crazy draft it'll be if we see three wide receivers go at 4, 5, and 6. Last year, the first wide receiver didn't come off the board until like 20, and then we had a run on wide receivers. And those guys could be hit or miss too. But I don't think that they're going to reach. If they're not truly in love with J.J. McCarthy at 6, they could also trade back and see where they're at. I don't think that they're that desperate for wide receivers either. I know they don't have a actual number one, but Darius Slayton every year is solid. I know he's really supposed to be. He's not supposed to be your leading receiver. He's supposed to be like a 3. Wandale Robinson, a year off of the ACL. He's going to be better, more explosive. And I think in NFL circles, I saw CeeDee Lamb put him in his top 5 route runners in the NFL. Jalen Hyatt, second year. They're going to expect big things from him. I don't know if you draft a wide receiver that high when you're not in love with who you have at quarterback. I've been on record saying the receiver is only as good as the guy throwing him the ball. Tim is in Williston Park. Next up on The Fan, go for it, Tim.
Hey, what's up, Keith? I just got 3 quick points. First one is, I'm really sick of hearing, like, we can get this guy Trevor Bauer, and when I say we, Yankees, at a low cost.
Yeah, that's league not, minimum, cheap. They don't want to spend on Blake Snell. Get Bauer.
Yeah, but you know what? The cost is so high because if Hank Steinbrenner is listening, I will never go to a Yankee game again.
RIP, Hank. If Hal is listening, I know what you meant.
Oh, Hal, I'm sorry, yeah.
I know what you meant. But exactly, the way that you Yankee said that, again. We'll be showing up to opening day and there'll be people with signs. They'll have these girls' faces printed out. I don't know if there's just the one girl, but like it brings a whole level of a storm and a PR nightmare that nobody is trying to sign for.
Yeah,
it's not worth it.
So like forget about the league minimum. You don't even know how much it's going to cost you. That's dumb. Not you. Them.
Everybody can hear you. Keep going, Tim.
Number 2 is I've been in a lot of locker rooms in my life. And if this guy walked into my locker room, I would knock him out immediately.
Right. It's not going to go over well with some guys because there are some real men that are going to put their foot down and they're going to ask him straight up to his face.
100%. You can't have someone like that in your locker room. You have a wife, you have a mom, you have a daughter. And my last point is just I'm a recovering alcoholic. And I hurt a lot of people in my life during that time. And, you know, second chances aren't deserved. They're earned. And it takes a lot of effort in order to get that trust back. And I don't think he's there yet, and I don't know him. But my advice to him would be try to earn people's trust back if you really want to be a person in life. Forget about Major League Baseball aside. And by the way, Keith, you were with me a lot of nights when I was ginger ale and Keith McPherson listened to the radio while I was recovering. And I still am. So thank you, and the universe never disconnects. I think that's right.
Yeah, because unconnects isn't a word, but the UN, I say universe never unconnects. But thank you,
Tim. Yeah, that's right. All right, well, whatever. You got the point.
Great call.
And anyway, thank you very much. Thanks for hearing my voice, and I appreciate the fact that you brought the conversation to the table. And there are some real men out there that just would do the right thing. And I encourage them all to not call in, but to step up.
Great call. Thanks for the call, the compliments. Man, congrats on your journey with sobriety. Whenever I hear you guys call and say that, like, I was with you, like, it's powerful because I'm here with a couple people at night and I never really can know who this reaches or what it does for someone or what it means for someone. And I'm happy to be your companion. I didn't want to do this tonight, but I knew this was my last show before I was off for a week. And I did it late in the night. And I'm like, no, we need to do this when more people can hear it. Maybe it helps someone. Maybe it helps someone that went through some type of domestic assault or sexual assault. And maybe it'll help some young men that got to understand, like Bobby from Belmore called in and said his daughter is out at the bar. Like, these young men are twisted now because of the internet, pornography, cases like Trevor Bauer where a guy can do stuff like this and then come out of it clean without having to do any time, and people prop him back up. So there are young men out there that think, if I make a pass at a chick and she gives me her Instagram but doesn't want to give me her number or come home with me, I can physically punch her in the face and assault her right there. And I don't know who y'all be around. But I also know it's a sign of the times. Like, we're in weird times with the internet. It was not like that when I was in college, bro. Like, you just, I don't know. You would get your ass beat, literally, if we saw you put your hands on a girl for any reason. And we don't need to know the backstory. You're getting stomped out. But there are dudes walking around, young dudes walking around that think they can assault women because she said no. And that's where it starts. Because what if she said yes to come in further with you and then said no at a later point in the night and you didn't stop? It's sad, man. It's sick. We got to try and fix it. And speaking out about it helps. Other men like myself that feel how I feel need to, like, come to their microphones and cameras and platforms and say, nah, I'm not giving that guy a second chance. Nah, I've seen enough to know that that's not the type of guy that's deserving of one. Like Tim said, second chances are earned. Trevor Bauer, post an image of you going to speak to young men, telling them about what you did and how you're a changed man now. Better yet, go stand in front of a group of women and tell your story. You won't. Instead, you want to come to Fox, come to WFAN, get online and show us your pitching mechanics and how you're ready to return back to work and how you were at spring training and now you're pitching against the Yankees. And don't bring up all the other stuff. If you bring that up, just remember that I was extorted or this girl was trying to get the bag from me. No, you were a serial abuser. You did some foul things in the dark that you thought wouldn't come to the light because you were almighty and powerful and whatever. And now you want our forgiveness. Now you want Rob Manfred's forgiveness. Rob never liked you. So I think there's a 0% chance. These owners love Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred works for them. And he could easily say, I don't know, at the lockout 2 years ago. Yeah, this guy, when his suspension's up, no, he's just shadow banned. He's life banned. He's bad news. The things that we've seen, this guy was GoProing himself doing this stuff. Like, what an idiot. You thought that stuff wouldn't hit the light of day in this time? You're Mr. Social Media. You're Mr. YouTube. I don't know. I don't feel like he's deserving yet to return to his job. I don't feel like he's going to get an opportunity yet. Maybe down the line. But then down the line, what's he, 33, 34? He's going to age out. Ethan is in Hawthorne. Most likely my last call of the night on this.
How you doing, Keith?
I'm good. Holding it down.
I want to start off by saying thank you for taking my call. I was able to catch the beginning of your show when you started talking about this, and I felt the need to call in and let you know how much I appreciate you for touching on this topic and voicing your stance, because I completely agree with you. I can't believe there's people with children probably that can't see the monstrosity of Trevor Bauer's actions. I mean, like, I can only imagine if I had a daughter but I don't. You know, I'm only 20 years old. But if I did, I could never in a million years imagine the pain and fear this guy has caused. And it's like, this is a real issue. And I'm so annoyed by, like, how many Yankee fans are, and Mets fans are calling into the station saying that we should sign this guy. I'm telling you right now, I've been a Yankee fan for as long as I've been watching baseball. If the Yankees were to sign Trevor Bauer, I'd have to find a new team. And I love the Yankees. And, you know, I can never imagine picking a different team, but I just can't stand for that because I never did. And, you know, we're talking about if he deserves a second chance in baseball. And we're talking about what he deserves or, you know, what he doesn't deserve. Well, let's talk about how those women who, you know, he actually victimized and, you know, assaulted, and what they did not deserve was that. Nobody deserves that as a human being. It's just what's humane and what's not humane. I listen to what you have to say, and it takes a lot to talk about this kind of stuff, and you're the absolute man, and thank you for having my taking my call.
Well done, Ethan. Well worded. Better than I've been able to word it. Like I said, it's hard to talk about this stuff because you have to speak on things that are just despicable. They're disgusting. But, you know, we need to talk about this. Like, as easily as you guys call the fan to say, hey, Trevor Bauer's available, go type his name. Just search, what did Trevor Bauer do? Give it 15 minutes. And you'll realize it's not just one chick. It's not just one set of text messages. They have so much evidence and despicable things on this guy that, like, that's the exact reason that nobody is going to bring him in. He will definitely not be on your Mets or Yankees.
He won't be. And a little adjunct breaking news. Blake Snell has a team.
The Astros.
The Giants.
Oh, okay.
Two years, $62 million.
Bruh.
So
that's even lower than they were just saying he was looking for $66 million.
And this is where,
what a steal for the Giants.
And this is where you can kind of wrap around a little Mets or Yankees bow, because the Mets or the Yankees, if he was willing to take a short-term, high-money deal, absolutely should have done that. Either of them.
For the low.
And that's frustrating for me as a Met fan, because the Mets right now, they have five mid-rotation guys in their starting rotation. Between three and five starters.
Beat LA, hashtag beat LA. I just tweeted it out. I said, good grief, man, for the low. In San Francisco, if you're going, like, so San Francisco had a great offseason. Matt Chapman, they waited around on. Yeah, we'll take him. Blake Snell, they waited around on. Yeah, we'll take him 10 days before opening day. They got Jorge Soler. They got rid of J.D. Davis. I'm blanking on. Didn't they get the guy that came over from Korea. I can't remember his name now.
Neither can I, but yes, you're right.
Early, he signed with them.
Man, that's so frustrating.
It is, because that's because
both teams could have used him.
It's
both
a contract
teams
that we could have signed here. I don't. They weren't, though, with the luxury tax. I just like, this is a ALNL Cy Young winner who was like a prize of this offseason. 10 days before opening day, he defaults into becoming a San Francisco Giant. All right, I'll take it. And I think I was talking about him being in Tampa. He's been staying in Seattle. He's from Seattle. Jung-Hoo Lee is the name I was thinking of, outfielder that they signed right away. They also brought in Jordan Hicks. Jordan Hicks was rumored to potentially be a Yankee. Jorge Soler. And who else? I mean, they did well. You got to kind of applaud them. Like, good job for doing your jobs and staying on it and getting these guys. They have a team now, right? As we're all talking about, Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's time for Dodger baseball. Well, in division, the Giants are like, no. Like, we're not bowing down to them. We got to build a team. And they have. And they've put together some interesting pieces here. And they're going to look to compete. They're going to look to battle. Who else? I know I'm blanking on one other guy that they signed. Where I was like, sneaky move. Yeah, let me go look this up and we'll break. But I know Matt Chapman, Jorge Soler, Jung-Hoo Lee, and now Blake Snell is a San Francisco. I got to get to that ballpark out there. San Francisco Giants. They say nobody wants to play there. They say nobody wants to live there. Well, for $33 million a year, not bad. Scott Boras, who's left? Jordan Montgomery, Keith McPherson on the fan. We're halfway through. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Just like that, we're back at it on The Fan. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Rocking till 12 to kind of reshuffle the deck now that we've reached the second half of my five-hour KM to AM. I mean, at the top of the deck, it's Trevor Bauer, and I understand people get second chances. I don't know if he's exactly earned his second chance, and I also do feel like he won't get that second chance for a while because there's still more that we don't know. And I was confused too, bros. Like I said, when he came in here with BT and Sal, I fell for it a little bit. Even on Fox, I'm like, oh, okay, this guy. Oh, the court threw it out. It got dismissed. The girl was trying to get money off him. Oh, yeah, I remember saying, yeah, she smirked. She did. But then I started to actually do my own research. I started to actually look into it. And it's all out there for you on the internet, that this wasn't a one-case thing. It wasn't just one drunk night. It wasn't a domestic dispute. It wasn't anything like that. This was a guy that had a pattern of meeting women online and then inviting them in real life to his place, hotels, wherever it was, and abusing them and seeing how far he could take it. This guy had a serious problem. And he served his time in his suspension in MLB. What was it, 194 games or something like that? But, like, I don't feel sorry for him as many men do that I think don't have all the information. All they hear is, oh, that chick, yeah, she was smiling in the video. She told her friend she was going to get the bag. Yeah, that's one. What about the other nine that they're talking about? I don't think it's a, you know, one size fits all. I think the one size that fits all is that Trevor Bauer was doing this to any random woman that he could court. Any random woman that was sliding in his DMs and eventually sliding into his bed became a target, a victim. And maybe after a couple drinks, some of them were down for some of it, but it consistently went too far. And when you hear that type of stuff about a guy, that's different than some of the other whataboutisms that you guys have tried to use. Well, the Yankees had this guy, and what about this guy? And what about... No, we're talking about in the present, right now, there is a lot of stuff still up in the air with this guy, and he's got no shame. He's on tour again. He's back in the States trying to get a job and make it seem like, hey, I did nothing wrong. Hey, it was consensual. No, I didn't have a problem. He's doing what his lawyers and the people around him are telling him to do to get back into Major League Baseball, but I don't know if we're at this point in the offseason where he could have been signed. And nobody has signed him. What does that tell you? If more information keeps coming out, and now the girl Lindsay Hill, who understands that, yeah, I'm the face of this because I tried to extort him, but I know more than these people know. And now she's bold enough to get online and give you information. It is what it is. So I'll take my last calls on it. But so you don't confuse this or go run and tell your friend something else that I didn't say. Oh, Keith McPherson doesn't want to give the guy a second chance. Oh, Keith McPherson, he thinks he's holier than now. This guy's never made a mistake in his life. Nah, I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about grown men need to be better and do better. Because if this was the guy that lived across the street from you, you wouldn't want him anywhere near anyone or anything that you have to do. But yeah, you want him to come and be the Yankees, be a starter on the Yankees or the Mets, replace Gerrit Cole or Kodai Senga. They're not doing it. They're not having it. And I don't know if anybody in Major League Baseball is willing to take that risk. It's just not worth it. 877-337-6666. We got Vito out on Staten Island on the Fan.
Hello, Keith. How you doing?
Good.
I got two quick statements. Number one, the first thing I thought, I don't want to belabor the point, but he should have stepped up and admitted that he's got a problem. That's the first thing. And if anybody signs him, they're enabling it. The first step, I'm in recovery myself from alcohol, right? The first step is admitting that you have a problem and you get yourself into recovery. That would have been the first step. And then if a team signs him, it keeps him in his disease. I think he walks like a duck, acts like a duck. It's usually a duck, right? And that's my point in that. So that should have been his first thing. Like when they talk about Strawberry and Gooden, they went into recovery. They got clean and sober. Right? So relapse happened, but Strawberry stayed clean and sober. It's a different thing. He immediately had a problem, and he seeked help, and he stayed the course, right?
Yeah.
The second thing is, people that say about Strohan, that must be a pitcher's dream. So it's so unselfish to start an opening day as a major league pitcher. Just by him saying he don't want to start opening day shows that would be anybody's dream, right? So for him to say that he's not starting opening day is not a selfish thing. It's written right in stone. It's a team thing.
Right.
You know, but that's all I want to say, because everybody's saying he's a cancer. He's a cancer. No, he's a team player.
Yeah, I think we just got that wrong.
Relinquishing a dream of a starting pitcher to be an opening day pitcher, and he says, no, it would be bad for the team. I'd rather stay in my space and what I do.
So we'll be more successful if I stick to what I was preparing for.
You know what I mean? Just by him doing that shows he's not being selfish, right?
That's ultimately what I came around on. Thanks for the call, Vito. Congrats to Nestor Cortez, who will go down in history taking the ball against the Houston Astros 10 days from now. And Nestor, they're talking about him being the homegrown starter. You know, obviously Nestor was drafted by the Yankees, bounced around a little bit, but I'm happy for my guy. I'm happy for him. I have no issue with them having a conversation and saying, out of respect for your career, what you did last year, and who you are as a New Yorker joining the Yankees, would you like to take the ball and step up and replace Gerrit Cole? And then for them probably to talk around it for 15, 20 minutes and come to the conclusion, hey, it's probably best for me to stick with the schedule that I'm on. It's too close right now for me to change gears. I was hurt last year. I want to make the most out of this year, right? Isn't it in his contract that he's got to pitch 140 innings or something like that? Like, yeah, so I don't know. We're just so quick to react. And it's just crazy how many people had so much venom for Marcus Stroman but don't have that same venom for Trevor Bauer. Just think about the two guys and what they did or even didn't do. Like, well, just think about what we're yelling about Marcus Stroman on the radio for, and it seems like nobody has called up once to yell about what Trevor Bauer is now known for. That's your calling card. That's your MO, and that's your fault. That's your doing. Brian in Caldwell, New Jersey, you're on the Fan. Go for it.
Keith, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. Grown men don't do stuff like this. I'm older than him. He was never raised that way. As you said, it was never tolerated. With that being said, I have to go and escort my daughter tomorrow for court for an assault that she lived with him. And nowadays, nobody wants to stand up. Nobody wants to take any responsibility for their actions. It's sad. It's a matter of society.
I'm sorry to hear that again. The second call that we've taken of someone speaking on their daughter or, you know, a situation directly that hits close to home with this. And that's why I'm saying we can't keep allowing this to be okay, because there are young men out there that are thinking this is okay, that they are literally out there putting their hands on their significant other they're living with, or even just a girl that they're meeting for the first time at the bar.
It's a cowardice move.
Exactly. Too many young cowards being raised.
Exactly. As far as the Yankees go, if they were to take Trevor Bauer, there's going to be 4 season tickets behind home plate for sale. I will relinquish my tickets immediately.
And they know that. And thank you for the call, Brian. I'm sorry to hear about your daughter, but like, it makes me sick, man. It honestly makes me sick, man. That like, we care about sports so much. We care about baseball so much that we just sweep that under the rug, right? A guy that was a serial abuser, beating women up in the dark, women that think that they think that they're getting money off of this guy, or whether they think that they're having consensual sex, these women leave battered, bruised, and now all this stuff has come to light. This guy filmed it. This guy texted about it. What an idiot. How dumb can you be being a professional athlete in these modern day times? We talk about Derek Jeter and how he used to take the phone and give women a gift basket. Not one story ever came out of there like Trevor Bauer. No, these stories are Trevor Bauer had his GoPro set up. That this is what this guy liked to do. And there are grown men listening to me right now. They're like, this guy sucks. He's terrible. This guy doesn't get it. No, you don't get it. Because there's a pattern with Trevor Bauer, and there's a pattern of young men thinking it's acceptable to degrade, disrespect, mistreat women, whether they are strangers or whether they are women that they live with. And it's really messed up. And we're reaching a point of no return where this is just going to be commonplace. And I guess I'm old school in that regard. I didn't grow up thinking that was okay. I didn't grow up in a household where it was even okay to put hands on my younger sister, which I did until I was like 12. And then it's like, hey, bro, you're getting a little older, bigger. Stop touching your sister. Protect your sister. My sister was well protected in high school. Never heard anybody saying or doing anything to her. Almost to her detriment. Can't get a date. Can't bring a guy around. Because Keith is around. Like, my sister and I did a podcast talking about it. I'm like, oh, you must have had a bunch of boyfriends once you got away from me. I'm not going for it, bro. And if you're a stand-up guy and you're a real one, you shouldn't go for it either. And you shouldn't put this stuff to the side in the name of baseball, in the name of the Yankees, the Mets, because they're not doing it. They're not doing it. Major League Baseball knows way, way too much, and we don't want to know. So to end the Trevor Bauer discussion, please don't call my show campaigning for the guy. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right. I was at my wit's end with it last week when I was down in the dumps a week ago thinking about, oh, my nightmare. Gerrit Cole is out. Judge is beat up. I'm spiraling with that, and I'm getting calls. Hey, Keith, before you tell me this idea is crazy, how about Trevor Bauer? And I'm just like, I can't keep taking these calls. Anybody but that guy. I don't care that it's league minimum. And the Yankees rather go with Will Warren, Luis Gil, Luke Weaver, Clayton Beter, Chase Hampton, and I'm all for that. Because these guys, as far as we know right now, don't have any of this on their record and their resume. And those guys you can put out there without anyone coming to the ballpark and petitioning, without anyone giving up their tickets. The Yankees know this is a big season to sell tickets and to get right. You think they're bringing Bauer in? Nah, no way. 877-337-6666. Coming up, we'll talk about the draft for the Jets and the Giants. It's time to start talking about it as we get closer to April and these pro days and whatnot are done, and all we're going to get is hype and speculation, and then you get Will Levis falling into the second round. We're also going to talk about March Madness, the NCAA tournament. To be honest with you, I have not looked at the bracket because in my past years, I have studied it and looked at it too much. Last year, I actually won picking UConn to go all the way and picking a bunch of other random things. Remember, you get more points as the teams go on. So figure out what team you think has the best route or easiest route. Put them in there and then go for quote-unquote March Madness the rest of the way. And obviously, we got to talk about the Yankees. And I really do want to get to the comments of one Steve Cohen and what he had to say about your Mets. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
New York City. Another 5 hour KM to AM and 3 hours down. See, time flies when you're having some discourse about sports and other things around sports. And, you know, every show can't have the same tone or vibe or feel to it. Sometimes I come in here with a real message and some real talk and just something I got to get off my chest. And I think we did that. I think we did enough on it. But with now the news of Blake Snell signing, you know, Paulie and I were going back and forth. And I'm reading everything people are writing and reacting to the news on Twitter. I'm even talking to my guy, Andrew Levy, the owner of the Perfect Suite, as we cannot wait to get back into Yankee Stadium and watch these Yanks, these 2024 Yanks. The way I feel about this deal, I think it's an amazing deal for the Giants. Hats off to them. I think the other name, Daniel, who's spying my show from William Patterson, said Robbie Ray. I don't know what Robbie Ray is going to be, but they did start off the offseason getting Robbie Ray. 6 years, or not even 6 years, 2 years, $62 million. The Yankees weren't going to do that. The Mets weren't going to do that. It seems like right now, come on, you couldn't have done a short contract. It's where they are. And I've talked about the money, right? They offered him before they signed Marcus Stroman. I also talked about the money. They owe $6 million to Josh Donaldson. Maybe if they weren't stuck with the Giancarlo Stanton contract. Maybe if they didn't take on, you know, it's just, you know, think of some of the moves they've made in the last few years, right? DJ's making $15 million. He's banged up. I don't know. I said this to Paulie. I said, I don't want the Yankees to sign someone at this point that can't help us when we get to October. What's the use?
And I pretty much agree with that. And then I had mentioned to you, and I'll say it on air, that this probably betters the odds of the Yankees maybe taking a flyer on one Trevor Bauer.
Come on.
And I'm serious, because now there's who's there, like Clevinger and Ray and Jordan Montgomery.
Somebody check the sports book. Did the line move on Trevor Bauer to the Yankees? I don't think
and
so.
And frankly, now listen, I know Blake Snell, the Astros were interested in him. Obviously, I think he had a standing offer from the Yankees on the table. At least that's what was reported, right?
Like, yeah, but I think they took that offer right off the table once they signed Stroman.
I don't know. Here's what I would say to that. If Blake Snell had this deal, and apparently it's a $15 million salary with like a $16 million signing bonus, so that's how it's come down for this season. If Snell and Boris go back to the Yankees and say, this is what we just got offered, can you match it or do better? And they didn't. that's an issue for me, because then that shows that I don't know if the Yankees really believe in this team. With all the injuries that happened this during spring training, the belief from Cashman and Steinbrenner, like, that's what I would be questioning if I'm a Yankee fan right now. Is does my front office, do my guys really believe that this team can go far and can do the only thing that matters
believe,
in Yankee
land? But they have their limits. They believe, but there's some caveats in that belief. They're hell-bent on being a champion, but not to go over the luxury tax, right? They believe in chicken buckets and 99 burgers and $15 beers at the ballpark just as much as they believe in the roster, right? They know some things are just what they are, and this is the plan. Let's take a call before we go to break. Kenny, oh, I wanted to get Kenny in Florida in. Kenny, sorry.
Hi.
We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you because it went exactly with what we're talking about, and we don't have enough time. We got to take this break and go to the update. When we come back, we'll talk about the Yankees rotation and the options, as well as the Jets, Giants draft, the Knicks, OG Anunoby, the tournament coming up, maybe some Rangers hockey. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.